Welcome to Iconic, where we talk about all things 13th Age. I'm your host, JM, and with me as always are Nick and Mark.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, this is it. This is the start of season two. Much like season one, we're going to start with an episode zero. For those of you who have forgotten about us over the last 2 years or who are just tuning in for the first time, we're going to introduce the hosts, kind of tell you what's going on in our lives and what's going on in the show, and try and keep this under 10 minutes. Basically, Iconic is a show about 13th Age, its products, its mechanics, and everything we love about it. And we're going to talk about it in about 30 to 45 minutes every other week. Main difference between season one and two is we're going to try and keep the bonus episodes to a minimum or just flat out, right? I mean, that's kind of one of the things when Nick and I were talking about bringing it back that really kind of added to the workload. Would you agree with that, Nick?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, obviously when we had to go on the hiatus, a lot of it came down to our schedules just couldn't sustain it any longer.
Right.
And a lot of that came down to just how much extra time that we were in the studio and in the bonus products and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. Well, let's get into the host introductions. We'll start with Nick. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself and kind of what you've been up to gaming-wise in the last 2 years?
Sure. Nick Johnson. I've been playing RPGs for probably about 7 years now. I, in hindsight, wish I had gotten into it as a child, but for various reasons, it just didn't happen. But I'm hooked, and I'm never going back. Most of my experience has been as a player, but the last couple of years, especially since going into the hiatus after Iconic, I've kind of jumped into the GM chair a little bit. Been in the middle of a year and a half long campaign in Numenera and run a number of one-shots and a bunch of other systems as well. So my take and my voice in the Iconic podcast is going to be focused a lot on kind of the player's perspective. But I'm hoping to kind of be able to, now that I have been running some games, have a little bit of input in that arena too.
So what is it that you love most about 13th Age, and what are you most excited about going into a second season of Iconic?
I think for me, the thing that really gets me with just gaming in general is just that sense of awe and wonder that happens at the table, plus all the hijinks and the laughter and just the good times. But what I've found is that with 13th Age's mechanic set, it kind of naturally puts in that awe and wonder. This is basically everything that's wonderful about any fantasy system, that's 13th Age, and then some. Mm-hmm. And even a lot of the mechanics, they're designed to kind of break that fourth wall, and so that you as the player can even add more into that story than just the character would.
Yeah.
So what I'm looking forward to in season two is really diving into a lot of the new products that have come out in the last couple of years.
Man, there's been so many.
Yeah, and I have not been keeping up with them. So I'm really excited about breaking open those covers and diving into those and just seeing what new wonderful things have come out.
Awesome. On my right, or at least podcast right, I guess, is Mark. Mark, why don't you introduce yourself again? And same question.
Hi, I'm Mark Pileggi. I've been gaming for about 38 years, starting way back in the early days of D&D through various systems to include 13th Age. When we ended, I was just finishing my Aftermath/Fallout campaign. It was good, kind of just ended. They were in California. They kind of beat everything and became friends with the boss, Brotherhood of Steel guys.
And oh, nice. Yeah.
Did well. In a new game, fairly new for America, called Dark Eye, I've been running and gaming in that system. Also been doing some exposure for them at the local game store and cons.
Yeah.
Kickstarted DCC Lankmar, just because I love Pfeffer and Grandmaster. Yeah, Grandmaster. So that was good. And kickstarted some other computer games that I like. And that was about it for.
So when you say you kickstarted them, were you just backing them or were you actually doing the Kickstarters?
No, I backed them. Okay. I backed them in the Kickstarter. No, I wouldn't know how to start doing a Kickstarter. Though it looks fairly simple if you go to their site and say, hey, I want to do this, give me money.
Yeah.
No, I just provide the funds. There's another dealing with Modiphius too, who does a board game, a battle game for Fallout. I got suckered in and spent a lot of money just for the minis.
They just announced that the rule book for that is out now.
Yes. I have some PDF download of some things, but.
Excellent.
That's just add-on. I want my resin minis.
That's right. And then paint and give them to Christopher. If you're listening, Christopher,
yes,
we expect Christopher, you to paint them.
Yes, definitely. He said Luke said he would help him.
So what is it that you like about 13th Age, and what are you excited about for season two?
I think one of the things, and kind of Nick alluded to it with the fun that players have, I like the group storytelling. Mm-hmm. For many years, it's been sit around a table, and the GM is a storyteller. We're in 13th Age. It really gets everyone involved, especially in montages, which I think is the biggest leap that people don't understand when they get into it. And it gets them involved in the game because it's the player's game as much as the GM's, I think. And the cooperation between the players. You don't have that lone wolf that goes off. Well, they try, but you quickly learn it's a group experience that you need to have the whole group and all their abilities together. So the other thing I really love, and this is a shout out to Pelgrain, is the developer support. These guys put out great products.
Well, I'm JM. I am kind of the guide and moderator of Iconic. I finished up my master's last week. For those of you who are listening, beginning of March, huzzah. That was one of the reasons we had to go on hiatus. So now that that is behind us, I can sleep.
It's overrated.
I tend to come to 13th Age more from the GM perspective. I'm running two 13th Age games right now. One's 13th Age Glorantha, and one is a 13th Age core game.
What is this 13th Age Glorantha you talk about?
Thank you, Mark. We will explore that in the next couple of episodes. Yeah, I mean, aside from that, I'm writing, I'm designing, I'm running games. That's kind of where I'm at. I love 13th Age because I'm one of the 4.3 people on the internet who really enjoyed 4th edition D&D. And so that's what got me into 13th Age. I love the mechanics. It is by far the most fun system for me to run as a GM. I think that might actually be what I said in episode zero of season one. And that hasn't changed in 5 years.
So what are you looking forward to in season two?
Oh, man, we have so many interviews lined up already. Like, I think we have interviews with designers and writers and publishers of 13th Age stuff all the way through June. Plus, we have so much stuff that we haven't looked at. But I have to say what I'm most excited about is if you've listened to season one, you know how much I love Glorantha. And we have a ton of 13th Age Glorantha material front-loaded in this season because I schedule the episodes and I want to talk about Glorantha. So, yeah, from a show perspective, you can expect the same kind of content and material that we had in season one. The segments are going to be the same as before, but we learned kind of, I would say, about halfway through season one not to try to do multiple segments in a show. So our shows will focus on one thing at a time in order to keep the timing down. So things like, you know, one unique thing where we're going to look at rules mastery, or that iconic look where we're looking at icon relationships and how to involve those in play. You can expect a ton of new product reviews, maybe even just newer to us product reviews. Class discussions, we'll talk about our own gaming worlds, our own gaming experiences. And again, we would love fan contribution. We'll plan on running another contest this summer. Voicemails, emails, segment ideas, if you have them, please feel free to send them to iconicpodcast@gmail.com. Post them on our G+ feed. And I think we may start a Twitter. If that happens, we'll let you guys know. Well, anyway, any final thoughts before we wrap up episode zero?
No, looking forward to the season.
If you're new, welcome to us. And if you are a longtime listener, please share the word around that we're back.
Yeah. And thanks for listening. Well, you've been listening to the Iconic Podcast.
If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail at 720-924-1706.
And be sure to check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and new episodes.
Thanks for listening.